This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Are we pointing and clicking and spending?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, hi, I'm Bill Radke. Later this morning, the government reports retail sales for June. Since we are a retail economy, that's a big deal. The experts are guessing all the price cutting stores have done finally brought shoppers back through the doors and sales rose a little. But what about those retailers who don't want you to go back to the stores? Marketplace's Dan Gretsch has this look at the e-tailers.
Increased competition among online stores has forced many e-retailers to slash their prices. That's hurt month-to-month sales growth, which has been negative since February. Some web retailers, like Parent Company, which sold children's products, have closed their virtual shutters. Analyst Sucharita Malpuru is with Forrester Research. She says the big online brands, such as Amazon.com, Blue Nile, and Zippo's, are holding up better than smaller e-retailers.
It's a very, very long tail, you know, of companies that are duking it out for the dollars that people are spending in the web channel.
Online sales are expected to grow by 11% this year, to $156 billion. That's a far cry from the 18% jump in 2007. Experts say doorbuster specials may be luring some customers back to in-store shopping. Malpuru says companies that are doing best online are brick-and-mortar stores with a strong web presence, such as Macy's, Walmart, and Best Buy. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
How would you feel about Goldman Sachs making piles of money again? The bank got a big federal bailout, paid it back, and is widely expected to report this morning that it made more than $2 billion last quarter. The thought of a profitable Goldman Sachs helped push Wall Street forward yesterday. The Dow added 185 points and closed at 8,331. Asian markets picked up on the theme and jumped 2 to 4% today. It helped that Singapore said its economy grew for the first time in a year. Major European markets are up less than a percent. The U.S. Justice Department is reportedly investigating a multi-trillion dollar financial market in London. Bloomberg says this morning the department is investigating those complicated securities known as credit default swaps. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard is here to explain.
The Justice Department has apparently served notices on a company called Market. No comment yet from the government, but we do know that Market is jointly owned by some of Wall Street's biggest banks, and that it's involved in providing data about credit default swaps. The CDS is a kind of bet on whether or not a company will default on its debt. The market is huge, worth an estimated $62 trillion, but much of the trading doesn't take place openly on a regulated exchange. Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank.
There is a feeling that the credit default swap market was one of the factors in the rapid expansion of the financial crisis and its transformation from a financial crisis into an economic crisis.
He believes that if the Justice Department has launched this probe, it could be the start of a regulatory crackdown on CDSs and other complex financial products. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Here's an interesting idea from Hollywood. The racy comedy Bruno was the top box office movie in Britain last weekend, but Universal Pictures thinks it can do even better. This month, Universal will release a second, tamer version of the movie in the UK. So Brits will have the option of seeing Bruno in all his naughtiness or only some of it.
American Public Media presents the Scratchpad blog. Host Scott Jagow keeps you updated on business news worth talking about. Available daily at marketplace.org.
There is a bunch of American companies anxiously awaiting word from the Department of Energy this month. They're competing for $2 billion in federal stimulus money aimed at the electric car battery business. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, here's Sarah Gardner.
When General Motors chose a battery maker for the Chevy Volt, it picked a company few in this country had ever heard of. It was LG Chem, a big Korean manufacturer. Asia leads the world in advanced battery technology to power plug-in hybrids and electric cars. Charles Torito is with the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. He says the $2 billion in stimulus grants will help the U.S. catch up.
We want to make sure that we don't trade in our dependence on foreign sources of oil for a dependence on foreign sources of batteries.
Applicants for the stimulus funds range from Fortune 500 giants like Dow Chemical to startups like A123 in Boston. Sanjay Deshpande heads a consortium of mostly smaller companies applying for aid. It wants to use the money to build a factory for lithium-ion batteries, or cells.
The larger cells are not made in high enough volume to bring the costs down, and the capital investment is very high, and that's why we're seeking the government support.
Bringing battery costs down is essential to building the market for plug-in hybrids and electric vehicles. Right now, these batteries can cost tens of thousands of dollars, depending on their range. Mass production could cut that cost by half or more. But mass production requires a market, and it'll take more than federal stimulus funds to create that. Longtime electric car advocate David Goldstein.
The great unknown is the cost of gas. If the price of gasoline stays low, then we may have a problem because automobile manufacturers may not build enough of these electric and plug-in hybrid vehicles to reach that critical mass.
Officials at the Department of Energy will announce winners of the stimulus grants in the next few weeks. States with high unemployment rates like Kentucky and Michigan are eager to hear the results. Some battery companies have promised to locate factories in those states if they're awarded a grant. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Finally, lots of businesses ask their employees to smile. A Japanese railway company has gotten serious about it. The company has introduced smile scan software that uses a camera and a computer to evaluate facial expressions. Employees with low scores will see a display that says, "You still look too serious," or "Lift up your mouth corners." For a reminder, the workers can print out an image of their best effort and carry it around, the better to replicate it. Now that is a forced smile. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.